Justin Luke Zerilli, co-owner of the New York-based gay nightlife events company Boy Party, is here to talk about his new book, The Gay Gospel, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us about your new book.
Sure. So The Gay Gospel is actually the very first self-help book for gay 20-somethings in America. What it really is a survival guide for people who are in their 20s, enabling them to tackle the basic parts of life, the simple things, everything from dating and relationships to saving money and, you know, finding a job and embracing creative exploits. It really is kind of a guide. Most, you know, gay self-help books are not really. Most of them do focus on, you know, whether it's coming out of the closet or even sort of figuring out you're gay. And so because of all those books existing, I realized that's already been covered. Let's talk about the simple stuff. Let's talk about the stuff that you have to deal with after you've figured out that you're gay and you've, you know, come out, or you've at least embraced the lifestyle in your own way. You know, how do you do something as simple as go on a first date? You know, and that's really what the Gay Gospel is about.
What was your inspiration for writing it?
As you mentioned earlier, I'm a gay nightlife promoter here in New York City. I work for a company called BoyParty.com, and this company has existed for about 13 years. I've been in it for 5, and I have owned half of it for the past 2.5. And, you know, we throw the largest 20-something dance parties and events in New York City, so I am thoroughly submerged in the 20-something gay community, and they do tend to look to me as a mentor because in my near mid-30s, they follow me on Facebook, they've read blogs that I've written, they follow me on Twitter, and they really get to know me. And over the years, I have spent lots of time sort of just having discussions with our guests and hearing their problems and offering solutions based on the life I've lived. And over that period, it occurred to me, these guys are facing the same issues I faced 10, 9, 8, 7 years ago. You know, maybe technology's changed a bit, maybe the world has changed a little bit, but the core problems are still very much the same. You know, dealing with ex-boyfriends, or, you know, again, going out on a date, or, you know, how are they going to afford this, or they're in debt, or whatever. And it really did inspire me to sort of take their problems, look at the way I saw the exact same problems back when I was in my 20s, and have had about 2.5 years to process and look through, and just sort of put it all into a book where I can sort of show them, you know, your problems are not unique. What you are dealing with is something that everyone deals with. Don't be so stressed. Don't be so concerned. And to just tackle the issues that you are facing.
What would you like to accomplish with this book?
Just help gay 20-somethings to relax, to understand that, you know, your 20s is an exploratory time, and as long as you're not hurting yourself or anyone else, you should be trying everything that comes your way. Every job opportunity, every guy you meet, you should go out and get to know him. You know, the 20s are really a time to sort of make an exquisite mess. No one really expects you to have your life together until you hit your 30s, and I do believe that, you know, in this period of your 20-somethings, it's really, really important that you try everything, explore, because, you know, if I hadn't done that, I'd still be working, you know, in a day job in an advertising firm. You know, that's where I was halfway through my 20s. I didn't even know what nightlife was. And because I made an exquisite mess and sort of explored different opportunities, I ended up being a nightlife promoter with, you know, a self-help book coming out that never was in any sort of plan I had in my 20s. And on top of that, I'd also hope that it just helps them be a little less judgmental. I feel that 20-somethings, especially because of the undue stress of expectations and not quite knowing what they're doing, they sort of cling to their preconceived notions of things and will judge each other. You know, they'll think this person is dirty, and they'll think this person is bitchy, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it doesn't really help anyone to have that sort of judgment. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help whoever you're judging. So that would be another key takeaway I would hope that this book accomplishes. And, you know, of course, always to entertain. And if it gives anyone any good ideas and helps anyone with any issue they're facing, the book is accomplishing exactly what I wanted to.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I have a large commitment to LGBT civil rights. Actually, I am a member of the HRC. In fact, I'll be doing a special event with them. One of the nonprofits that I'm most important is actually the Ali Forney Center. It's sort of and as well as Equity Fights AIDS, between the struggle against HIV and AIDS and also LGBT youth homelessness. You know, I've worked with both of those organizations. I have given large sums of money to both in donations every single year, and I do believe they're very, very important. They do resonate with me specifically because, you know, I have lost friends to HIV/AIDS, and I also do know people who have been sent out of their homes for just being who they are. Not only do I speak out loud on these subjects and many others, but I do, you know, also open my wallet and give up my time to help and support, you know, those organizations that aren't dealing with these issues.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
You know, I would absolutely love to see marriage equality in all 50 of the states. I would also love to see the end of discrimination in the workplace, you know, for those in the LGBT community. You know, these are the very simple beginnings. You know, I live here in Manhattan, and it still is hard to believe that there are certain states in America where, you know, your very identity can endanger your ability to work. It's just, you know, we start there, and from there, you know, we can go anywhere else. That is absolutely, for me, the most important thing to get nailed down in the next few years.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens take their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I was bullied quite a bit when I was in elementary school, and the more I spend time talking to everyone else, it seems like a lot of people are. Now, it's really about finding people that you can trust and that can talk to you and that can support you. And as people work to make the world more LGBT-friendly, it will make the sort of scenario situation easy. But in the time that it takes, it really is just whatever you can do to remind yourself that the words they're saying, the things they're doing, are not important and have no effect on who you are as a person. And again, it's really easy for me to say that as a, you know, 30, almost 3-year-old here in the LGBT mecca of the world of Manhattan. But it's really what it has to be, you know. Stay tight, stay strong, and understand that it's not like that forever.
How can people get information about your book, The Gay Gospel?
You can easily visit my website, and that's www.justinlukenyc.com, and you will find a page that features actually all of my books, both the fiction and non, along with summaries and links to go find it on Amazon and elsewhere.
What other projects are you working on?
That's a great question. I actually just released a fragrance for gay men, or for men in general, but specifically targeted to gay men. It's called Pink Boy by Justin Luke, and it just went on sale both in Manhattan and online. So we launched that about a week ago. And then on top of that, I'm working on new events, you know, new parties here in New York City. And I have a couple books I'm working on, another sequel to my very popular Gulliver Takes Manhattan series, as well as I'm kind of throwing around the idea of a gay zombie cruise novel. I'm not really sure where that's going exactly, but it's been kind of buzzing in my head since Halloween. Who knows what I'll work on next? I take any opportunity that comes my way. I was approached to maybe be involved in a video game, and I said, absolutely, let's talk. I'm always happy to try something new, so they never know what's going to come for me next.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do, actually. There's a quote from my grandfather. I don't believe it actually originated there, but it's, tough times don't last, tough people do. And he'll often accompany that with, whatever doesn't grind you down, polishes you up. My family has always, you know, been there for each other and supported each other through thick and thin. And the truth is, you know, it doesn't make you stronger. You know, just keep fighting. If you're going through hell, just keep going. And I think that's sort of the way we need to look at life, you know. Everything goes up, everything goes down. There's pot, there's the highs, and there's lows. And as long as you just hang on for the ride and keep on moving, you know, when you hit your 30s and you look backwards, you're going to realize that everything, whether it was good or bad, led to who you are that day. And if any of that had been different, you wouldn't be who you are.